We give thanks to God that we have come to this very happy day, the first Saturday of the month of September, the month dedicated to the sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Our Lady of Sorrows. And of course, it's very, very much personified in the Gospel of today. And also to the holy angels. Of course, we celebrate at the end of the month the Feast of St. Michael, but also all the angels. And so we give thanks to God that we have been able to arrive at this month. At the same time, as somebody keeps pointing out to me a lot, were not the other nine made clean? A lot of people that should be here are not here. And somebody said to me when I asked, where is so-and-so? Oh, he didn't feel well. Well, if I never feel well, should I just not show up for Mass? You can just sit here and look at the tabernacle. By then it will be empty, or the host will be green and will no longer be Jesus. That is not an excuse. Never is anything perfect. Never is anything the way we want it to be. Not until we go to heaven. And if we keep acting the way we are never going to go to heaven. The whole country is in total disarray. It is down the drain. The whole world is in disarray. And worst of all, the whole church is in disarray. Is our lack of spirit of penance going to bring any change to any of this? No. In the first Saturday, our Blessed Mother in particular asked us to do penance and to go to Mass, Communion, and to say the Rosary, to meditate on the mysteries of the Rosary for about 15 minutes, if not more. Of course, if we say the Rosary properly, we will be meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary. And of course, Holy Communion. Holy Communion, which is most important? Confession. And in this shrine, in this parish, we are very blessed. We have on this day, the first Saturday of this month, of every month, a plenary indulgence. In order to get a plenary indulgence, we need to go to confession within 8 days before or after this day. And then we need to go to communion on this day. And so it's very important that we take these things seriously. And so we need to stop using all kinds of excuses. Oh, it's raining. Oh, it's snowing. Oh, it's flooding. None of that is happening. So don't use it as an excuse. And so we need to have a better spirit of Mary. What did Mary do? Unlike everybody else that fled, except the ones that have mentioned here, including St. John, the beloved disciple, they all left. They all took off. They all hid for fear. And fear is one of the most horrible things in life. If we are afraid of anything, then we are less a person and less a Catholic than we should be. And if we are afraid of something, we put our trust in God and forget about it. God will take care of it. The Blessed Mother will take care of it. But the Blessed Mother did not fear. She feared, of course. She was human. She feared this hour. And she knew about this hour the minute she said, Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Should she have just run back to the temple school and never heard the invitation of God from the Archangel St. Gabriel? Otherwise, we would not be here. We would all be, first of all, we would not be born, but our ancestors, up to a certain point, would be all in hell. That's all there is to it. We need to realize this. But she did not fear. She did not count the cost, no matter how horrible it was. And she stood by the cross. We are to be imitators of Mary. We are to stand by the cross. There are those who are always looking for novelties. St. Paul says they have itching ears. You know, novelties our novelties for about 5 seconds, and then down the drain. Forget it. I know, and I've been there, done that, not because I was looking for novelties, but I was blessed all my life up to now. Now I don't think that will happen ever again, to be able to go to so many holy sanctuaries of our Lord and our Lady and the saints all over the world. Now that's not going to happen, but I have the memories and the pictures too. Pictures are very important. And the novelty, however, is gone. The novelty of going to Fatima, the novelty of going to Lourdes and of drinking gallons of the water, the novelty of going to Our Lady of Europa, whose picture was on the bulletin board last month, and with my picture too. The novelty of going to Akon and sitting with His Excellency the Bishop, the Archbishop, for 2 weeks, every day, morning, noon, and night, and going to Mass and praying the rosary and benediction and everything else with Him. But that novelty is gone. All that remains is a faint memory. Thank God for the pictures. And so some people are always looking for novelty. They think that that's going to change their lives. They're not happy. Many of you are not happy. Why are you not happy? Because you're not doing the will of God. You're doing your will. You're doing the will of somebody else. So you need to change. You need to convert. You need to do the will of God. And whatever happens, happens. Accept it. Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum. And so Our Lady tells us that she asks us to pray in a very special way on this day. Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum. I have been told, I haven't seen it yet, I've seen some titles, but I don't have time to look at everything, even good things, that my acquaintance, Father Ripperger, has written a prayer that he took partly from the Raccolta of the Church, the list of prayers approved by Holy Mother of the Church, consecrating the coming election to Our Lady. We will find it and we will put it in the bulletin. If we need this, we want this country to go forward in the right direction, we need to consecrate the election to her, and to commend the election to her. And remember, nobody is perfect. No bishop, no pope, no priest, no man or woman, only God. So don't expect for anybody that is running for office to be perfect. It is important to get the best one that we can, despite anything else, because a no vote is a vote for the enemy. And so we must especially vote for the ones that are for all or most of what we believe in, and especially the life, the cause of life. And in Florida, of course, which we shall hear again, and we have been for 3 months already. Somebody asked, what about this Amendment 4? We have had materials in the bulletin and in the back of the church for 3 months. Where have you been? You know, oh, look at the clouds, they're moving. Get off it. We need to vote against Amendment 4, against, not for. That amendment will bring about the fact that even children without the consent of their parents will be able to have an abortion all the way through the day or two after birth. Which, of course, makes it very clear that it is murder. So we need to consecrate the upcoming elections in Florida, in Pensacola, and in the United States to Our Lady, that the best possible persons will be elected, and that we need to continue to fight for the cause of morality and justice and goodness. It will not be achieved in one day, but we can start again. So I commend to you to try to be better Catholics. The best thing you can do for this country, for the church, for the world, is to be the best Catholic that you can possibly be. Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, pray for us. Our Lady of the Assumption of Częstochowa, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.